This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Day is upon us. It's the 11th of October. How do you do? We're here to fight truth decay in the DJV way. Jennifer Horn is off touring the world looking for trouble. And so Jennifer being not with us, Victoria steps up to the plate to bring us the trending story for this hour. I suppose it's not hard to dig around the storm dubbed the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen. Sounds like the beginning of Chicken Man. He's everywhere. It's everywhere. But no laughing matter with a number of people, never mind what's been destroyed, Victoria, but people losing their lives, that sort of thing.
Yep, so that obviously the storm is on everyone's mind right now. But also another story that is trending and has been trending all morning. I don't know, Doug, if you saw this, but the aborted mission to the International Space
the
Station
Russians
is trending.
Yeah,
it's this was a U.S. and Russian mission together, and it's the Russian Soyuz. Is the rocket. It actually failed 8 minutes after launch, and so the booster failed, and both astronauts are safe, though. They landed back on Earth safely, which is great news, but this definitely seemed like this was a harrowing experience, and
place yourself on top. I mean, in a you're on top of a rocket that has millions of tons of combustible product just below your tail, and you go up. I'm looking at some of the video of this.
Yeah.
The Russians have been charging us $62 million every time we send an astronaut up because we, in our stupidity, sheer stupidity, eliminated the space program. We felt for whatever the reason that George Bush started it and Obama finished it off, wanting to stop the shuttle program, which was complete, it's so asinine in any number of ways, not the least of which is we've had to pay $62 million to get our astronauts up to the Space Center, International Space Center, every time we send somebody up and bring them down back again. This goes back to the Challenger thing, that's what we have in our minds back to 1986 when something like this happens. And then this movie that's coming out called, I think, First Man, isn't it?
It's getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, it is. But one of the scenes in it refers to or shows, depicts, the three astronauts who were killed on the pad when the rocket ship blew up as it was taking off. So, anyway, there are all these things in our minds. So when you hear, you wonder, okay, what do you do when you're up there? They were 8 minutes into the mission, and the rocket failed. So that means they had no power whatsoever. But the Russians, unlike the Americans, built a rescue capsule into the booster, and it's what they're in, what the two astronauts are actually in that capsule. So it jettisons from the booster, goes down and descends, lands.
Yeah, apparently they had to make a ballistic descent, which is a sharper angle that they have to land at than normal. But, you know, I think of space and going to space is just kind of like a cool thing now, and I kind of forget about the danger that astronauts are still in and that it's always going to be a dangerous thing. And the fact that they have to prepare for these landings, I mean, it's great that they know how to do it so they survive, but how terrifying is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it basically looked like a giant ball of fire in the sky when they were coming down.
And then it went into the ocean, right? So they said that they're 20 kilometers east of Kazakhstan.
Yeah. I didn't realize that they landed in the ocean. I thought that they just landed on the ocean.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, they're space.
Speed,
they're
how
launching.
Land on land?
Yeah. Their launching facility is way inland. And when they bring their rockets back, they land them on the land. They don't land them in the water. So
this capsule landed like a regular spaceship would land on?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, but it was at a sharp angle. It wasn't pleasant. When the ride wasn't pleasant for them, and the banging that they took when they landed wasn't pleasant, but much more pleasant than being cooked in that thing. Which, and actually, that's never what happened to our astronauts in 1986 when they went up. They did not die in the space. The explosion, all the stuff falling apart. They drowned in the ocean. They did not die up in space. They drowned because they couldn't get out of the capsule when it went into the ocean. So, you know, you look at stuff like that, and the Russians learned from that. So they have, it's a pretty awkward capsule, but they have a rescue, they have a way of getting the crews out. So, anyway, that is, yeah, you're right, it's trending. It's pretty, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it, Victoria, pretty scary stuff. Not something that all of us or any of us would want to go through under any circumstances. Okay, moving back to terra firma, there's a serious typhus outbreak in Los Angeles, reaching epidemic levels. A lot of people blaming the homeless situation in Los Angeles. 20 cases of the typhus, which is born from fleas. The very bad sanitary conditions that exist in L.A., Santa Monica, where these people are living, Long Beach, Pasadena, double the normal number of typhus, according to the L.A. Health Department. Nationwide, there are only 200 cases in the whole country. 10% of them are in Los Angeles. High fever, chills, headaches, body aches, rashes, stomach aches. Meningitis and death. Humans get stricken when fleas that are infected by a certain strain of the bacteria bite or defecate on your skin. And there is no prevention, there's no vaccine. Typhus, you get it, see you later. And this is all because of political decisions that are being made. The stupid, irresponsible, idiotic, brainless decisions made by the so-called leaders of Los Angeles to allow this sort of thing to get to the point where it has. It's how many times can we talk about it and come up with a different word or phrase to describe it? It's so irresponsible, and it's so politically driven. Oh my God, these people. Okay. I guess I've unloaded enough on that. I just, it's as somebody who's a part-time Angelian, it so troubles me. You know, you can't, the train now comes into Santa Monica about a block up from the ocean, it's 2 blocks from the Santa Monica Pier. And at night, they run the trains from 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. And late at night, you can see pretty much the only people that are on the train are homeless people. And they will ride the train until they get thrown off at 1 o'clock. And they get thrown off at 1 o'clock right in downtown Santa Monica, and they just go out to the beach or out on the pier. I mean, there are some people who have fallen off the pier and drowned because, you know, they're usually on drugs, many of them are. And it just the thing that I've never figured out is how do these people, if they're homeless and broke, where do they get the drugs?
Well,
where do the drugs come from?
Well, panhandling, sexual favors, lots of stuff like that. You know, I guess if you're on the street, you figure it out.
Sexual favors from a homeless person? All right. Well, that's beyond my imagination. I don't want to...
That's one answer.
Imagining it. No, thank you very much. 15 after the hour. Here's a way to fix that tossing and turning that you've been suffering with at night. We've all been there, all done that. Try MyPillow. MyPillow. If you are having restless nights, you'll be gonzo. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed, feeling better than ever. So ditch those lumpy pillows. Dump them. You deserve better. MyPillow provides you with the best, the most comfortable night. It really is great. Fix the pillow so that it satisfies you, not the other way around. And the pillows are made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike the other pillows that you buy at the big department stores, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it, you send it back, and you get your money back or a different pillow. You're only one click away from a great night's sleep. Remember that. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free using the code DJV. Matter of fact, get that whole deal, 50% off pretty much on everything at the catalog, MyPillow.com. Everything you need for a great night's rest, starting with their fabulous, famous pillows. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV.
Clear your calendars because the best time to discover your best hair is here. The Gorgeous Hair Event is back at Ulta Beauty. It's 3 weeks of daily beauty steals of up to 50% off the most loved brands like Redken, Living Proof, and Drybar. Check out deep conditioning masks for a frizz-free fall, flat irons for silky locks that never stop, and color boosters to keep you vibrant all season. But hurry in. The event ends October 20th. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, you are. The Dougster and Victoria here with a woman in the focus right now visiting the crater of Diamond State Park in Arkansas. Victoria, you see this? The find of a lifetime. Uncovered a 3-carat diamond, which she thought first was a piece of glass. Woman not identified, tourist from Colorado, visiting the park with her husband, son, two grandchildren, noticed the glitter after the family began to search for precious stones in this area. The woman found the gem about halfway between the East Drain and North Wash Pavilion in the 37-acre diamond search area, which it described as an eroded surface of an ancient diamond-bearing volcanic crater. Woman said the diamond was just lying on the surface. She took the find to the Diamond Discovery Center at the park. Officials confirmed she had found a 2.63-carat ice-white diamond, the largest found at the park so far ever. About one out of every five diamonds registered by park visitors is found right on top of the ground, they say. So if it is on government land, who owns it? You find it, you keep it?
I think it's one of those like pan for gold type things. So you pay admission fee, and then you go and you just kind of pan for nuggets and stuff. And if you find a big diamond, then hey, you hit the jackpot.
21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time for me to exercise my options as the major domo of the DJV show and sing my heart out to you, or at least hum along. It's Throwback Thursday. Thanks for Victoria creating the elements of this so that every week at this time we can walk back in the history of some of our musical memories and just sing along with Doug, or in this case, sing along with Gladys Knight. Number five song this week in 1973, that's the year of our focus today, 1973, second week of October, Midnight Train to Georgia was number five.
But he still found out the hard way.
Fabulous. This is a great list, by the way. This is one of the great weeks in pop music, I think. Certainly that year. All right, so that's number five, Midnight Train. Number four belongs to Stevie Wonder, moving up to higher ground. Typical Stevie Wonder sound, actually.
This is one of my favorite Stevie songs.
Yeah, it's a good song. Hard to sit still, Victoria, for this one.
Yep.
Hard to sit still. Pretty good, huh?
Love it.
Love it. Number three this week, another great song from Motown, Marvin Gaye's last big hit. Number three, Let's Get It On. That's exactly what he meant. Let's get it on. No masking his stuff. Let's get it on. Can we get away with a song like this these days? What do you think?
Think so.
Yeah, well, they just sampled it, right? That Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On, right?
What's oh, that yeah, that Charlie Puth and Megan Trainor song. Yeah, I honestly think songs now are much more explicit than this, so I think we could get away with this one.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get it on. Number three this week.
He might have that voice, though.
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
can't, just not anybody can sing that type of song, though.
Mm-mm,
Marvin
no.
Gaye had that.
It's like
smoothness.
Gladys Knight in that yeah. in the Midnight Train. You can't, that's not a song for everybody. A lot of people have tried to do well with it and haven't, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. That gets us to number two. The Allman Brothers had a huge hit with Ramblin' Man, and justifiably so. This is a fabulous song. Crank it up, Carol, will you?
Ah. When it's time for leaving, I hope you understand that I was born a Ramblin' Man.
The Allman Brothers are Dutch. All right, keep going.
Are you the third brother?
I could be. Well, there's only one. No, didn't they? They're both dead.
No, they're both gone, yeah. Dickie Betts is, I don't know, if he doesn't
forget
fix his health, I don't know. Doesn't look good.
This guy's had one too many, one take over the line.
One too many of everything.
Of everything, right, exactly. Okay, so now we have fun with the number one song that was 2 weeks at number one. We were all speculating as to whether or not this could actually be recorded today and become a pop hit. Cher, number one this week, 1973, Half Breed. She performed this in her stage shows?
I think yes. In like full Native American headdress and everything.
She gets in that
garb.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Got lots of energy. She has a lot of fun on stage. And people who go to her shows have fabulous. I've never been to see her.
I've never been,
but I
have friends who've seen her and just said it's unbelievable. But it's just like epic. They love it.
She's a hot ticket, man. She really is. And the songs
I want to see her do the new ABBA stuff.
Yeah.
I'd love to see her do that now.
What a great, smart idea that was on her part. So Cher, number one, Half Breed. This week, 1973, in the focus here on the DJV program.
We won't accept it, and I feel the shame.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news. As an American astronaut and his Russian counterpart are safe after a Soyuz spacecraft carrying the two was forced to make an emergency landing after a booster failure this morning right after its launch from Kazakhstan.
We are told now that the rescue forces are in communication with Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin, and we're hearing that they're in good condition.
NASA commentator Brandy Dean there. Utility workers trying to get the power back on for over 750,000 people who've lost it because of Hurricane Michael, which came ashore on the Florida Panhandle with 155-mile-an-hour winds yesterday. Damage tallies are just beginning. Two people killed, as far as authorities currently know, although the number could still rise. The rainmaker now hitting Georgia and the Carolinas. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
People in the news, shall we? Victoria, Keenan, Carousel.
Sounds good.
Doug Steffen, The Rock, is in the news. The Rock has a new job, a new movie called John Henry and the Statesman. It's about the steel driver. You've heard the story of John Henry, the steel driving man, railroad builder, worked himself to death. The story, he says, has a place in his heart because Henry was one of his childhood heroes. His father, who was also a wrestler named Rocky Johnson, he used to sing Big John. And that story is the song from Jimmy Dean, Big John, was about John Henry. But, as usual, somebody's always got a chip on their shoulder. And because The Rock isn't really black, he's Samoan, the purists say, no, that job needs to go to a black actor, not to The Rock. He's not black. So, as I say, somebody's always got to be ticked off about something. Anyway, I find him to be likable. I wasn't even thinking about it. That story of Big John is a story that, you know what, I never thought about it until just now, that John Henry was a black man. I just don't think in those terms. And it bugs me that so many people do. So as soon as Johnson announced the project featuring an ensemble of the most popular folklore figures and legends from different cultures around the world, there was a big backlash. His father is black, but his mother is Samoan, whether he ought to be playing the character because his skin isn't dark enough. Give me a break.
Well, but see, I get both sides of this. You know, when Emma Stone was supposedly playing an Asian woman in that movie in Hawaii with Bradley Cooper that no one saw. But, yeah. You know, it's like, really? Emma Stone is supposed to be Asian? And then Scarlett Johansson dropped out of that transgender movie because there were a lot of trans actors who weren't even allowed to audition for it. And Scarlett Johansson, like, clearly not a transgender male.
I think it's easy for us to say when we see ourselves in movies all the time that we're kind of tired of it, but I think other cultures are kind of tired of their own stories being whitewashed. You know, when you see all these stories from Egypt and it's like Christian Bale or whoever playing a god and he's just like a white dude. So I think other people would like their stories to be told in kind of a more accurate way than Hollywood has typically done.
Well, very well said, Kara.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
That's why Kara's
I
here.
I try my best.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes it works.
Okay. So here's the next person in the news, somebody you've never heard of before, William Gower, G-A-W-O-R. He is the person who has decided to help a lot of seniors at Bayonne High School. In fact, some seniors are going to be eligible for college scholarships thanks to a $2 million donation from an alumnus. Students who are pursuing a career in science or technology, engineering, STEM. I like to add, can we change this? Can we call somebody and change STEM to STEAM instead of just having the focus on science, technology, engineering? I'd like arts to be in there as well because we are ignoring them at our own peril. Mm-hmm. I'd like STEAM instead of STEM. Okay, anyway, that doesn't... I'm thinking...
I would agree with that, totally.
Sharing a thought because I don't think we're paying enough attention to the arts. Anyway, so the scholarship money comes from this guy, William Gower, who graduated from Bayonne High School in 1937. He was an engineer, had a successful career, died at the age of 97. So the courts are now going over his estate, $2 million William Gower Perpetual Scholarship Fund has been set up to provide college scholarships for students hoping to pursue careers in a STEM field. Scholarship fund begins by awarding $5,000 to a deserving senior. If a student maintains a B average, he or she would be eligible for another $15,000 over the course of their college career. Wow, that's been well thought out, hasn't it? More than one student may get the scholarship. After this, back to the story of this guy, Gower. After he graduated from Bayonne High School, went to work for Western Electric. Anybody beside me even know what... Do you know, either of you, Victoria, Kara, what Western Electric was?
No, I've never heard of it.
Western Electric manufactured...
It was engineering, or like electrical engineering or something. I don't know. I think my physics teacher used to work there.
Western Electric manufactured the first telephones. And they were responsible for the design of the system that we sort of still use today, that is the current going through the lines on the telephone. Western Electric created that whole system. So Gower fit well into that system. He also served in World War II. He was a staff sergeant, served in the Pacific, and he supervised electricians there working on the electrical system of bombers. After the war, he came back to Bayonne, lived until he moved to Rahway, 1970. His career lasted at Western Electric until he retired in the 80s. So he wasn't making tons of money. He made a good living, but he saved his money, and because apparently he had no family, he has left it all to aspiring students. God love this guy. Good for him. More people ought to be doing that to help out those who don't otherwise have access but want to go to college. A hero. American hero. Ted Turner. Another name in the news. If you've seen the biography of Jane Fonda on Netflix. Was it Netflix or PBS? Netflix.
HBO.
Yeah. HBO, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
Which is very good. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, very. I would recommend it as well. But when you come to Ted Turner, she goes to visit Ted Turner as her, quote, favorite ex-husband. And he so loved her. He's fallen apart. And now there's another piece to that puzzle, apparently. He has Lewy body dementia. I've never even heard of this before. Have you?
I've never heard of this. Yeah, oh. Never heard of it.
He has done a lot in his life. World Series baseball teams, America's Cup. He created a billboard business, and then it became CNN. I mean, the guy was the king of global media. His challenge now, at the age of 79, in an interview that was on the air a couple of days ago, he told Ted Koppel he's been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. Mild case of what people have, it's called, well, it's sort of Alzheimer's. It's similar to that, he said, but not nearly as bad. Alzheimer's is fatal. Thank goodness I don't have that, he said, adding that at a moment he couldn't remember the name of his condition, that's dementia. I can't remember what my disease is. Lewy body dementia, progressive brain disorder, affects about 1.5 million Americans. Symptoms resemble Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Same form of dementia that Robin Williams had. It affects your vision. Hallucinations occur, delusions. Casey Kasem had it. The disease symptoms also include muscle rigidity, difficulty balancing. He says, I am often exhausted and I am very forgetful. Diagnosis kind of jarring to those who have been around him because he seemed to be invincible. So, at any rate, the chemicals in the brain affected by this, no cure. But it really was, you hadn't seen him for a while, and then you saw him on the Jane Fonda.
It was surprising.
Yeah, yeah.
His condition, yeah.
Yep, yeah. And I still put two and two together. I think he was so devastated. He loved her so much. But he's a real chauvinist, and couldn't let go of her. She's the kind of person that has to be let. You know, I don't know whether she's a Leo or not, but Leo women especially need their freedom, and she wanted her freedom. She still she wanted to stay married to him, but he couldn't. He was so controlling, he couldn't let go of her.
She's a Sagittarius.
Is she?
I just looked her up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She's on the border of Sagittarius and Capricorn. She's Sag the 21st of December.
Fire signs, Sagittarius, Leos, and Aries, all more or less the same. Leo's the most demonstrative in that threesome, but Sagittarius are very independent, quite independent. Also in the news, Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to reprise, you like to say reprise, I say reprise, you say reprise maybe, his Hamilton role, 24 performances, but this time he's going to Puerto Rico. So what do you think of this, Victoria? He's going to revisit the role. Has he been on any of the road shows, or did he just play the role in New York and that was it?
He did the role in New York and then that was it. He retired. He before it left New York, well, it's still in New York, but before it went on the road, he handed it over to his understudy, and then he went to sort of establish the California road crew, and then it's in London now. It's like the best-selling show in London, which sounds kind of funny when you think about the subject matter of us breaking away from their king. So this will be the first time that he's stepping back into the Hamilton role, which is really, which is great. And all the money that they raise from the show is going to the hurricane recovery efforts, which is still very much a problem
in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. His parents are from Puerto Rico, so it's very hits close to home for him.
Yep. All right. So there's some consideration there as far as people that we may or may not know what's going on with them. Here's something else you may or may not know about. You've heard me talking about Calitrin. Do you really pay attention to what I say? If you haven't paid attention, please give me your undivided attention for the next 60 seconds. If you're trying to lose weight, especially, or you know somebody who is trying to lose weight and has not been successful, this is guaranteed to be the way you can become that person's best friend, or perhaps your own best friend, by learning how to lose weight the safe, effective way with Calitrin. Number one in the combo department is collagen. That's what basically is the main ingredient of Calitrin. It's your body's number one protein, but we stop making it, we get into our 30s. By the time you're in your 50s, you've got more fat than muscle unless you've really been working out hard. And so this reverses that trend, reverses the curve, and gives you the elements. Collagen is the building block of your life. So you have a moderate exercise routine, build back the muscle, and push out the fat. Fat is gone. It makes muscle. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what you do with Calitrin. It's a great maintainer as well as the initiator of losing your weight. I've done it. Dr. Jack has done it. Lots of people I know who've heard me talking about this have started using Calitrin. Why don't you take my advice and take my experience as something you can have as well. If you're frustrated because you can't lose the weight and keep it off, then go online to toploss.com. The only way you can get Calitrin is at toploss.com. Use the code DJV, get 10% off all the bottles that you buy. If you buy more than three, you get the fourth one free. That's not as important as the effect, the success you'll have by losing the weight safely, effectively, keeping it off with Calitrin. Only available at toploss.com. Special deal by using the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. In the 15 years or so since the human genome was first sequenced, we've learned a lot. That includes the role our genes play in cancer.
Some cancers are primarily caused by environmental toxins. Could be melanoma from UV radiation. Could be lung cancer from smoking. Other cancers are kept in check by genes which prevent cancers from forming.
And when those genes are broken due to hereditary traits, Dr. Douglas Riegert says patients are at increased risk for cancer. Genetic testing can help unravel that risk.
In the past, people were primarily being tested for knowing their own risk and then their children's risk. It didn't change their immediate cancer treatment, but for both breast and ovarian and now colon, if you have one of these hereditary traits, you receive a different, more effective chemotherapy than if you didn't.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's the story for those of you who love fast food and you think, oh, not many people have me. Well, of course there are. Study finds 1 in 3 adults eat fast food every day. 85 million people. And you wonder why you're fat. 85 million people eat fast food. This is the first study the feds did to see how often adults eat fast food. Maybe they were inspired by Bill Clinton's eating it, or now the president at the moment seems to like nothing but fast food. He looks like he's getting a little chubby there, and he makes no secret of it. Why do they even have the chefs at the White House? Just send out for a Big Mac. Center for Disease Control released the numbers, survey based on 10,000 adults that have been tracked for the past 4 years. 85 million adults. Does it sound like, when I say it that way, does it sound like I'm chastising people or I'm a bit arrogant because I don't eat fast food? What does
well,
it sound
you do
like?
Sometimes, don't you, when you're on
yeah.
the road?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. And, we all
I
do.
Criticize for eating the Waffle House, too. 10 before the hour here.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote.
1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the theme from Pet Sematary. Right up Chucker's alley. All right, Chucker, I'll bite at the bait.
You will.
This Halloween, yes. Okay, so what are we, Pet Sematary, what are we focusing on here?
Well, Paramount Pictures released a new coming attraction trailer to its new incarnation of Pet Sematary, which comes out April of 2017. It's a remake of a film based on a Stephen King, very popular, supposedly very scary novel. The first movie came out in 1989. So Stephen King is back. It was a massive hit at the box office last year, though it was a terrific movie. They're currently filming Dr. Sleep, which is a sequel to The Shining with Ewan McGregor. And Stephen King's still very relevant in 2018. Really? His work is still very popular.
Yeah, uplifting bill of fare.
Actually, it's a pretty good trailer if you like horror. It stars Jason Clark. He was in Zero Dark Thirty and the Last Planet of the Apes movie. And John Lithgow plays Fred Gwynroll. Yeah. He's featured very prominently in this trailer. So maybe John Lithgow's casting is just enough
to
you to buy a ticket to see this film. You're not.
I'm not a big blood. I'm not bloodthirsty like you, Chucker. I could probably pass on, but I think it does show you one thing. Lithgow is so good at playing so many different kinds of roles, and he seems to really love playing all these different roles, and it's kind of cool. Anyway, so that's the story, Pet Sematary. Chucker's got some more movie news for us right after this.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got my pillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night, and you can too. My favorite thing about my pillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
A lot of people talking about A Star Is Born. Apparently, Bradley Cooper's dog is one of the breakout stars in the movie. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I read that. I did read that. It's a very nice supporting performance. Not a lot of screen time, but very cute.
Yeah, that's cute. All right, what else do you have for?
The only other thing I have is that the AMC's stock price dropped 4.5%. A lot of the analysts said the revenue will be down due to the fact that the premiere episode of the ninth season, Walking Dead, was off 50% year to year. Now, the ratings do continue to drop, and I'm on record as saying that the producers did make a massive mistake 2 years ago, taking that premiere episode way, way too violent, and that really did erode a lot of its fan base. But I still think the show is very good, and I love the premiere this season. So
you did.
There you have it.
What
I'm
else
not
have
giving
you
up
seen
on The Walking Dead. I'm a big fan.
All right, so what else have you seen this season as the we really now are in full swing, the new television season? What have you seen that you think is really good?
You know, it's a good question, but I can't answer because I've been so busy with my business that I haven't really watched a lot of new TV. My wife and daughter have watched a bunch of stuff, but I have not. I only watch a few shows, to be honest with you.
The fact that NBC gives a full night to Dick Wolf and those Chicago shows, Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago Police, is really astounding. And the ratings, there's a genius to it, kind of like the NCIS stuff when they used to put them all on the same night. People stay with it for the whole thing.
Well, for the record, I am a fan of Chicago Fire. I do like that.
I like all three of them. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry, our movie man here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.